they were in the middle of their business there. Adelaide that worked there, you know, and she sold the ladies' dresses and hats and so forth and so on, all kind of clothes. And as I say,
how did sugar was prepackaged, was it? I mean, what did it come in?
No, the mixing sugar, by George, you had to, long in those days, you'd, I think, I believe sugar, come in about 100 pound sacks, and you had a thing to pour it in, and you had a scoop and weigh it up, so much sugar, you know, and things.
In bulk?
Yeah. And I'm not positive about those, where you got in there at all, by those in packages or not, but I know one thing. You start and sack up and sack up, and you'd have so much fixed for days, you know, and when you respect enough. A lot of customers and get that stuff and you just set it over on the shelf. I don't anybody come in, I don't they want this, want that, and you get it. Then they had all kinds of plows and they sold any kind of equipment for a man to farm with. And then I told you they sold everything to Beach Coffee.
When you broke ground in the spring, what would you use to break ground with?
Well, they used two horse plows, a lot of them, put two mules to one. Some of them had one horse turners, and some of them would use just a straight old Hayman beanstalk with a plow, with a turning plow on it.
Yes, sir.
And
there's something called a Georgia stock too, wasn't it?
Well, there were these iron beam plows,
yeah.
And I used to use a Chattanooga 18 middle buster. That's what I used. You could plow land, it didn't make any difference how hard it was, or how rock it was. And you could take that, get out, you cut your cotton stalks, take that middle bust and a pair of mules, rip it up, and it would lap the dirt, and you wouldn't know that that land had been wet. Then, in the spring, if you wanted to plant cotton now, they had it long in those days, what you call a K-Peter distributor. This wheel, it had a wheel that would roll in that middle bust of fertile. And you could put out up to 1,000 pounds of fertilizer a day if you wanted to put that much. All right, it had two scooters on the back of that thing, one on each side. All right, those scooters were at least 3 inches wide. And you could bed on that thing, and it would look like you'd been there with a plow by the middle of the bed. Then I used to take the middle bus and get right back in the middle. And then lap it back, and it would fix the prettiest you ever saw, and then take a drag hammer, drag across roads, ways of field, you were ready to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then my corn land, I would lay it off with a middle buster, take a two-horse plow, and make four furrows, and leave your bulk where you're going to plant your corn.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could take an iron beam fly stock if you wanted to, tie that thing up, and land wasn't too hard. Well, you could just take your regular distributor and put your scooter and a scraper on that thing, go down in there and follow that where you plant and plant your corn.
Did you have any different types of land here?
Oh yeah, yeah, a lot of it was hard, and a lot of it was sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was rocky.
Did you have any of that kind of black, real, you know, black soil, black?
No, well, once in a while you'd have a bottom place where the water would stand.
Yes, sir.
And you'd have some of that. But the soil was Kind of like down, well, your daddy was raised.
Mm-hmm. Red clay soil?
Yeah, red clay soil. A lot of it had been around Coleman, that sandy soil.
Yes.
But it's, things have changed quite a bit. But
well, you can grow anything now with all these fertilizers they have.
Oh, yeah.
But back then, you just had what?
Well, you grew cotton.
Yeah.
And corn. And raised, you had cotton and corn.
Well, if the truth were known, you probably raised more of diversity, more crops then than you do now. I was talking about yield and where you can grow. I mean,
well,
these days they grow anywhere. They just put enough fertilizer down and grow it.
Long in those days, if you made a bale of cotton to the acre, why, you were an excellent farmer. That's right.
What do they make now to an acre?
Well, I don't plant cotton myself, but some of these fellas make as high as